kind of finish up over here. These are the numerous different raya's the Gemara tries bring from the Mishnah. The tomorrow's sugya beis Hashem v'siyat Mishmaya. Tomorrow gets into the meaty sugyas. Over here, the Gemara has just been cruising through different attempts at bringing raya's to Rabbah to Rava, or Machlokas is totally in both of them, something like that. So we've been swiftly moving through it. Tomorrow we'll get more into some of the real knit, the meat. The fleshier sugyas, but today let's try to just go through what we spoke about a little bit yesterday. The Gemara says maybe get Beretz Yisrael doesn't have to say b'fanechta b'fanechtam. Gemara seems to say even when it's medina l'medina, you don't have to say b'fanechta b'fanechtam. Ask the Gemara why not? That seems to be a kasha on Rava. Rava is now on the defense. Says Rava, okay, the reason is because even the ika oile regalim mishkach shchichi. Once you have oile regalim, now it's already shchichi. Rashi says, okay, you could already knock off one of the three nafkaminas that we had previously. We had three, now we only have two. So what's why? Because now anywhere in Eretz Yisrael is going to be Edim Mitsuyim Lekaimai. Then we ask the question, so if there's a din of Aliyah L'Regel, why is it only for people that are in Eretz Yisrael? What about people in Chutz Laretz? So we quoted Tosfos in Pesachim on Daf, Dalit Amid Beis, where Tosfos seems to say Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira lived in a town called Netzivim, and if you live in Netzivim, so then it seems like one answer in Tosfos is that you don't have to be Oile Regel. So therefore, the Achronim say maybe Tosfos Makar is Gufa, the Mishnah Melech is Akash on Tosfos, where's your Makar? Maybe his Makar is Gufa from our Sugya, because our Sugya says that Oile Regel only helps for Eretz Yisrael, not for Chutz Laretz. But it seems like Tosfos is saying a big chiddush. They're saying that if you live in Chutz Laretz, you have no chiyav Oile Regel. Why don't you have a chiyav Oile Regel? So if you look there in Pesachim, Reb Lezer Moshe Harowitz says that all Tosfos means to say is that Reb Yehuda ben Beseira lived in Netzivim. He didn't own land in Eretz Yisrael. He only owned land in Chutz Laretz. And in order to have a chiyav Oile Regel, you have to own land. And says Reb Lezer Moshe, you have to own land in Eretz Yisrael. So maybe that's all. Tosfos doesn't mean that there's really a ptur for someone who lives in Chutz Laretz. It's just that a lot of people in Chutz Laretz aren't going to own land, but what in Eretz Yisrael? but really, people from Eretz Yisrael, from Chutz Laretz, do have to come and do Aliyah L'Regel. So why is it not in a Mitzvah L'Kaimoy? So you could say maybe because you have all those people that don't own land in Eretz Yisrael because living in Chutz Laretz. Sure. The Meiri here says a different answer. Says the Meiri, the reason is because people that come from Chutz Laretz don't linger. They don't stay around in Eretz Yisrael. They got a long ways to go. It's a lot of travel. They just come and go. We don't manage over the course of that amount of time to create a situation, an environment where it's Edim Mitzuyim L'Kaimai. If they're from Eretz Yisrael, so they come, they stay, spend some time, they make a whole chavayad of coming to Yerushalayim. So they're here. Therefore, it's considered Edim Mitzuyim L'Kaimai. But people are coming from Chutz Laretz, they come, they do their business, they check in and they check out. They do what they got to do and they leave. Therefore, it's not going to be a matziv of Chutz Laretz where you're going to have a situation where it's Edim Mitzuyim L'Kaimai. I was thinking perhaps to say Ktsas B'derech Acher, which is going to help us for the Sugya. I think it's a Pesach in the Sugya in general, as follows. Well, I will go back to the question that Teferes Yaakov asks. Leave it, it's fine. Teferes Yaakov asks the Kasha. He asks that the Gemara speaks about the machlokes between the Tanakama, Rabbi Gamliel, and Rabbi Lezer. And the Gemara says the Shaila is it what's the Bira machlokes? The Gemara says that the Pshat Rabbi Lezer is Shelo Tachloik B'Medinas Hayom. The Pshat is Shelo Tachloik B'Medinas Hayom. Which sounds like we're making that there's a differentiation between Chutz Laretz and Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, Blazer says, listen, everything in Chutz Laretz has to say, everything in Eretz Yisrael doesn't have to say. But when the Gemara was thinking, asked the Teferes Yisrael, the Gemara was thinking that even in Eretz Yisrael, you have to say b'fanenechta b'fanenechtam. Mi medina l'medina in Eretz Yisrael has to say b'fanenechta b'fanenechtam. So what do you mean, shel tachloit b'medina sayom? It doesn't depend on medina sayom or not. What does that have to do with medina sayom? Even in Eretz Yisrael has to say b'fanenechta b'fanenechtam. So it's all about if you're far away and not far away. So what is? So why is the Gemara saying that there's this cutoff of Chutz Laretz and Eretz Yisrael? That's the question that the Teferes Yaakov asked. And perhaps the answer is as follows. We see over here in our sugya that Be'etzem, there's really two takonas. I'm saying a big chiddush here. There's really two takonas. There's one takana which is Hamevi get mi medina sayam tzarech sheyemer b'fanenechta. And what exactly is mugdar as medina sayam? There's another takana. Va'amevi mi medina le medina b'medina sayam tzarech sheyemer b'fanenechta b'fanenechta. What's that takana? They're both that you have to say fanachta fanachtam, but they have two different structures to them. One of them, the structure is Chazal made a geder. The geder takana is you come from chutzlart to say fanachta fanachtam. Yeah, I don't care. Is smuchos not muvlois? I don't care. Shel tachlok medina sayom. You come, you say. Period. There, the geder is medina sayom. You come from medina sayom from chutzlart. You have to say fanachta fanachtam.
Doesn't that go back to machlokes and like the beginning with Tosfos and Rashi? What actually?
It could have to do with it. What does medina sayom mean?
Because if it's muvlois and smuchos,
Yeshua is saying is that we have to understand is medina sayom mean makom rachok, and how do you exactly incorporate all those things? Okay, you have to go back there and plug everything in a chanami. But there's another takana here. The other takana is any time that there is a problem of Edom are not Mitzuyim Lekaimo, you have to say Fanechta, Fanechta. Even within Medina Sayam itself, me Medina, Medina Sayam, am I going to Eretz Yisrael? No. So what do I have to say? Because it's not Edom Mitzuyim Lekaimo. Or in Eretz Yisrael itself. If it's me Medina, Medina, and Eretz Yisrael, you're going to have to say. Why? Because it's not Edom Mitzuyim Lekaimo. Therefore, I'm going to have to say. Either way, there's one takana, which is there was a getter to the takana. Anyone from Chutz Laretz has to say, period. And then there was something else, which is we have to see in Eretz Yisrael or in Chutz Laretz. If there is a need here to say, you're going to have to say also. From Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael, it's irrelevant if there's a need. That's Shelo Tachloik B'Medina Sayam. We made a rule of thumb. The rule of thumb is the getter is anyone that brings a get from Chutz Laretz, says Farechta, Farechta. However, when it comes to within Eretz Yisrael or within Chutz Laretz, there's a second takana which is dependent on whether there's a need or not. Lefi zeh, we understand the answer to the question of the Teferes Yaakov. Teferes Yaakov asks, and he says, why are you saying Shel Tachluk Medina Sayam? But I see that even in Eretz Yisrael itself you have to say. Those are two different takanas. One takana is Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz has to say, and there's another takana is anytime there's a need. So Shalotachloik is klape that takana. I don't want to make a confusing border between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz. All Chutz Laretz has to say b'fanechta b'fanechta, and then you have the other takana. But fizeh, when the Gemara is discussing whether or not there is it's a shlichi or not shlichi in Eretz Yisrael, the discussion of in Eretz Yisrael is not identical to ask a question. What about out of Eretz Yisrael? Out of Eretz Yisrael, you have to say because Hamevi get from Chutz Laretz has to say Fanechta Fanechtam. Period. Don't start hacking me. Is it Shrichi? Is it not Shrichi? That was the getter of the Takana. However, when it comes to when you're in Eretz Yisrael, there's no Takana of just anyone that brings from it. The Takana is Gufa. When there's a need, when it's not shrichi, says the Gemara, kiven the ika oile regalim mishkach shrichi. Now the Gemara says another answer. Says the Gemara, so what's the answer? The answer must be that kiven the ika bate dinim kavod. Ask the Gemara. I'm sorry. Tenech bazman shabes mikdash oyekayim. The man said, "Ain a base mikdash kayim ma'ika la'meimar." Says the Gemara, "This is bate dinim kavun," which means that this answer of oyle regalim only helps us for when the base mikdash is kayim. If the base mikdash is not kayim, then oyle regalim doesn't help us. It sounds like, says Rebbe Yashiv, and it seems to be pretty obvious. The Namar Tzchias makes this diet. It sounds like over here there is no din aliyah leregel when the base mikdash is not kayim. It sounds like there's no din of Alila Rego on the base of Mikdash is not Kayim. Says Rebbe Yashiv, this is going to be Kasha on the Ran. Because the Ran in Mesechas Tainis says that the Olam is Noyheg to be Ola Lerego even Bizman Hazeh. And because no Gulal Serego Gam Bizman Hazeh, therefore we still keep the idea of Aliyah L'Regel still exists. Says the Ran, Hold on a second. Says the Ran, it seems like the Ran is learning that it's not that there's still a chiyuv of Aliyah L'Regel, but people are still doing it. And the Ran says it's a nafka mina lahalacha. What's the nafka mina lahalacha? Says the Ran the following thing. Bisman that the people that the basic Mikdash was kaim, everyone would be oil regal. So everyone has to go home. How long does it take to get home? The Gemara assumes that the last people who came are not going to make it home till Zayin Cheshvan. That's why we start mentioning Mashiv Ruach Amor Agoshem already during Sukkot, but the same Talmud Matar we don't say until Zayin Cheshvan. Why? Zayin Cheshvan has nothing to do with the fact that like it's more wintry in Zayin Cheshvan than it is on Sukkot. It's just on Sukkot. We don't want it to start raining because who's it going to rain on?
People,
all the people are walking home. So we wait until the last person gets home. When can we estimate that the last person is going to get home? Zayin Cheshvan. Now, Bizman Shein Abiktash Kayim, we no longer have this problem of Aliyah L'Regel. People aren't mechuyev to come to the Beis HaMikdash. So when should we start saying Mashiv Baruch Amor HaGoshem? Right away. Says the Ran. He doesn't say that, says the Ran. But being that there still are people that are Aliyah L'Regel, therefore we still leave it at Zayin Cheshvan.
Yeah, but nowadays you have planes. There's nothing
that will
not
worry.
Okay, so
nowadays,
when it doesn't matter.
So Stamazite, Lechoyer Dani's asking a question on the Ran. That nowadays, anyway, it doesn't take that long to get home. Yeah, they're going home, it takes maximum a day, 2 days. It can't take more than that.
And it doesn't matter for rains.
And it doesn't matter for rains.
It doesn't
matter
for rains.
No.
Yeah. Leave that alone. Leave that alone.
That's already done.
Leave that alone. Leave that alone.
Clearly none of this
but it definitely doesn't take that long anymore. Otherwise, the Ran is saying the following thing. The Takana was for Oile Regal. There's still the Oile Regal. Aye, we gotta have ways to get back faster. Okay, but Lamaisa, you have your Oile Regal here.
Clearly.
Something like that.
Clearly not. It says, we say about the Dinim.
So that's our question. Frecht Rebel Yashiv, in our sugyo, why does the Gemara have to come on to Bati Dinim Kavuim? Why doesn't the Gemara just say you still have your Oile Regel? There still are Oile Regel. Aye, they're not Mechoyu, but the Lamaisa, they're still coming. It seems to be a Raya, not like the Ran from this Gemara. Answers Rebel Yashiv the following teretz. Says Rebel Yashiv, the fact that people still come, how many people are being Oile Regel from Chutz Laretz? It's a minig, but apparently back in the day, the people were more makbid on halacha than they were on minhagim. Nowadays, we have sometimes people who are more makbid on minhagim than halacha. But back in the day, when people had their head on straight, so they were more makbid on halacha than they were on minig. So therefore, everyone came when it was halacha. Now that it's a minig, so you have some people coming, not everyone coming. If that's the case, Dani. You with me? It being that it's only a minig and it's no longer a halacha, so therefore not everyone is coming. Being that it's only a minig and not everyone is coming, therefore, Lemaisa, technically, says Rabbi Yashiv, I wouldn't make a takana zayin cheshen for the minig. Because that's not enough of a reason to make the takana. But once the takana is already Zayin Cheshvan, I'm not going to remove the takana. I'm not going to make changes. I'm not going to make moves because of the minig. The minig will leave things status quo. But I'm not going to make changes. So therefore, it was Zayin Cheshvan because that was the halacha. It remains Zayin Cheshvan because of the minig. However, over here, says Rabbi Yashiv, in our case, where Lamaisa, it's only a minig to come, therefore I wouldn't say that it's Eidim Mitzuyim L'Kaimai, because the fact is that it's only a minig. Not everyone's coming. That's what Rabbi Yashiv says. In other words, the Ran doesn't mean to say that this is an identical situation to what it previously was. Avada, it is less people coming, Aliyah L'Regel. But it's enough to leave the status quo. That's what Rabbi Yashiv says. My question to you is as follows. From when Chazal originally established the Takana of Bafanai Nechta, Bafanai Nechtam, back in the day when the Beis HaMikdash was Kayim, did people in Eretz Yisrael have to say Bafanai Nechta, Bafanai Nechtam? In Eretz Yisrael itself.
No.
Why not? Because the Beis HaMikdash was Kayim and you have Aliyah L'Regel. So what happens? Now the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. The Gemara is suggesting that Tenach Bezman Shein Mikdash Kayim. Avo Bezman Shein Mikdash Kayim. Michael Amemar. The Gemara is suggesting we want to create a new takana that even in Eretz Yisrael have to say Fanech Lefanechtam. Bring in Eretz Yisrael itself, the Gemara's question. From Chutz Lo'etz, you always had to say. But in Eretz Yisrael, you didn't have to say. When the Beis Hamikdash was first established, you didn't have to say. So, because of the regel. Now that we no longer have the Beis Hamikdash, the Gemara is suggesting, make a new takana because of the fact that we don't have Eidim Mitzrim Lekaimar. So, over here also, we're not leaving it status quo. Because the original... always, you never had to say in Eretz Yisrael because you had a Lila Regel. Now all of a sudden we're saying, yeah, but you don't have a Lila Regel anymore, so now you should have to say in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, but leave the status quo. That's what we saw from the Ryan. We leave things status quo because there's still a minimum of a Lila Regel.
Okay.
It's a good question. It's not for now. It's a good question. So, Lafi, what we're saying, Rabbi Sai, that we said to answer the original question, that really there's two takanas. One takana has a geder. The takana is, I maybe get from Chutz Lo'etz has to say, there's another takana. Anytime it's Eidim Mitzuyim, it's Ein Eidim Mitzuyim L'Kaimer, you have to say Fanech Lefanechtam. We're not coming to make a new takon in Eretz Yisrael. We're saying, look, it's Ein Eidim Mitzuyim L'Kaimer. You have to say, automatically you have to say. We're not being Mechadish Takon that you have to say. If it's Ein Eidim Mitzuyim L'Kaimer, you automatically have to say. So what Rabbi Yoshua is saying is, look, we're in a situation right now, it's Ein Eidim Mitzuyim L'Kaimer. You have to say Fanech Lefanechtam. In the case over there of St. Talal Matar, the word is the Chaz Chom added, the Chom said Zayin Cheshvan. You want to move it forward? You can't move it forward because you still have the Minig. Over here, we're not trying to move anything because any time it's Einayim Mitzuyim Mekayim, you say Fanach Tefanachta. The Chayra, does Ken Zayin Nipshat. Okay. Zok Toisvus says, "Kivan de ika oile regalim mishkach shchichi." Toisvus says, "Avagav d'linya machoshlo b'fun of arvin mecheskes abat and stami hud v'gol keshas chayim dami v'avim macho haynu mishum de'ain hamachzik dako lachsum asum macho." אבל הוכה שמחזרס אחר אידם הקירן חסים אז אידם מצויין לקיימי. Toisvus is bothered by a question. Says Toisvus, the halacha is in Maseches Baba Basra, that if a person sits on your land for 3 years and you say nothing, he no longer has to prove that you sold it to him. If he says, look, I stole it from him, you could sit here for 100 years. If I come in and I say, you stole it from me, you say, yeah, well, no one stopped me from sitting here, you still give it back to me. That's called a chazaka she'eini moitaino. But if I have a chazaka, I sat here for 3 years, and I come in and he says, what are you doing on my land? I said, look, you sold it to me. He says, where's your proof? I got no proof. It's 3 years I've been sitting here. No one said anything to me. You're good. That's called a chazaka. The chazaka is if there's no machor. Now, machor has to be made in a way that the person sitting on the property can find out that you made the machor in order that she can make sure to keep his documentation. So the machor has to be somewhere where he's going to hear about it. So what's considered a place where someone's going to hear about it? Says Toisvus, that Me'inyan Machor Shaloi Befanov, Gemara says, Yehuda and Galil are like two totally separate regions. It's like there's a Shascherim, it's not a Shascherim, but it's totally disconnected. There's not going to be any communication between Yehuda and Galil. This seems to be very different than our Gemara, because our Gemara seems to say that once there's Oile Regalim, Mishkach Shchichi, and Yehuda and Galil everywhere in Eretz Yisrael, everyone's going to know what's going on by everyone else. So it's the Gemara's question. What's the difference by Macha that we say people don't know what's going on by everyone else? And over here we say people do know. Answers Toisvus the following thing. He says, over here where we're searching for Edim, so we're looking to try to find someone that knows some information. We'll find them. But when I'm sitting on someone's property, I'm not looking to hear a Macha. So the answer is as follows. Apparently Toisvus' answer in a nutshell is, it's easier for word to travel, b'negeya to the din of Eidim Metzuyim Lekayimoy, then it's to travel by Inyan Macha. Macha doesn't travel as spread, as widely as, why? Because when it comes to Macha, no one's looking to hear. So therefore, it has to be much more, much louder than Macha, or it has to be more obvious. So this situation of Yehuda and Gal, it's somewhat fluid. There is travel back and forth. It's not major travel. It's enough travel that it's going to work for Minogayah to Ardin of Edom Mitzuyim Lekaimo, because I'll find my Edom, but it's not enough for Macha. So which one is easier to hear? The Macha or the Edom Mitzuyim Lekaimo? Which is easy one to happen? Edom Mitzuyim Lekaimo is easier to happen. That's what Tosis says. Now Tosis asks a question. Vim toimer lekamon mashma ipcha. Gav b'nei mechuzah denaydi. Dematzuchi v'fanei nechta mishchuna l'shchuna. Atum mechuzah milo havi macha. Over there says Tosis, I find pumfakert. The Gemara says, when I'm in mechuzah is a city where people are always on the run, a city that never sleeps, a city where people are constantly coming and going. In such a city, you have to say funny nechta even in that city. Why? Because people are constantly moving. No one's staying in the same place. So, but Tosis has an assumption that a macha in that city is going to work. So over there we see macha is easier to get out than Eidim Mitzuyim Lekayimoy. It's the exact opposite of what we just said. Answers Tosis. Yeish loymar. Yosem afil yimcha lefnei bnei adam shahochem lehem. Shalo yomer lemachsik mikol makoim derech halichasan yomer lacherim chavecha chave islay. Keraminu hasam. Says Tosis, macha in a chanami, the person making the macha is not going to be here, but he's going to tell people while he's on his way out, right? Macha is something that is sensational. It's something that people talk about. I mean, macha and the gossip. It's good gossip. Someone's stealing someone else's property, and someone else is saying it's his. And word's going to travel, right? Word's going to spread because it's gossip. It's sensation. Therefore, people talk about it. Aval says le'inyan kiyum kivan denaydi lo yimtza kiyum kishiyutzarech lahem. But says kiyum, when I get a kiyum, I'm going to need the Edom themselves, and I'm not going to be able to find them because they're gone. Now, why am I going to need the Edom themselves? This doesn't say what. So, but why do I need the Edom themselves? Says the Tosis Harosh, and Tosis in Ksubis and in Baba Basra. So Tosis Harosh. The reason is because the Edom, Tosis in Baba Basra, right in Ksubis, because no one talks about a signing on a shtar. Signing on a shtar is not sensational. Therefore, it's not gossip. So no one else is going to know that I signed except for me. And I am gone. So therefore, it's not going to help in a place when people are traveling a lot and I'm going to be out of here. No one else is going to know that I signed on the get.
Tell them there's a signature. Do you know who's the signature?
So apparently, people aren't going to recognize the signatures because they're there. But what would... What?
The whole reason of bringing him to travel is that there's going to be people from where this guy is.
No, but mechuzah is people that mechuzah is a place where people don't stay in the same place at one time.
We brought the Medina Gibber to Charles O'Reilly, enough group to Rav and Rabbah.
Right.
Over there says that going to Rava, because
Nipsa Farinetta, because Amish Medina, yeah, I was the Havamina. The Gemara doesn't say that anymore. Yeah, yeah. So Rabbi Isai, it sounds, Rabbi Chanan Vasserman makes a deacon in this Tosis HaRosh. What would be if he would tell people that he signed on the get? How is it good? They're not makaris chesimus. How is it good if he tells people that he signed on the get? Elamai, they'll come in and say, Reuven told me he signed on the get. Is that good? Yeah. Usually when you have Eidos, who has to say the Eidos? The Eid himself. If I say, Reuven told me that he saw Shimon do something to Levi, that's called Eid Mipi Eid. Eid Mipi Eid doesn't work by normal Eidos. So Rabbi Chanan wants to be medayik from this Tosis HaRosh over here, that Eid Mipi Eid will work for Kiyum Shtaris. Kiyum Shtaris is different than all other Eidos. Remember, on Daf Beis Amid Aleph, Beis Amid Beis, the Gemara asked the question on Rabbah. Liboy Trey, Mida Dehave Akol Idyas Shabbat Torah or Arayas Shabbat Torah or something like that. When the Gemara has the Kasha on Rava, what was the Gemara's Kasha? Mida Haveya? Kim Shtar. It seems like Kim Shtar's got its own set of rules. Maybe Kim Shtar's got its own set of rules. So says Rabbi Chanan, maybe for Kim Shtar's it helps Eid Mi P'eit. And that's going to be a big shaila. It's going to be a steer in Tais itself. I have to see later on in the Gemara. But the Vaila, that seems to be what we see from this Tais. Okay. Let's go weiter. Says the Gemara, Tanan. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Oimer, Afilu mehagmanya lehagmanya. Vam Rabbi Yitzchak, Yerachas Haisa Beretz Yisrael. Vasis Yishma, Shoye Bashne Hagmanya, Shoye Makpilin Zalzeh. Says Rabbi Yitzchak, there was a city and it was in Eretz Yisrael and it was called Asisius and there was two Agmainas, they were matpin on each other. Says the Gemara, the Rav Anicha, the Rabba Kasha. According to Rav, it's good. According to Rabba, it's going to be shver. Why is it shver? You're talking about in Eretz Yisrael and still you have to say Fanachta Fanachta. What in the world's going on over here? That's the Gemara's question. And says the Gemara, Rabba Islay de Rava. Whoa. Here we have a huge statement in the Gemara. That's why I want to take a pause over here. I'm going to start the next Gemara tomorrow. Now this is like a whole new understanding. Rabba holds of Rava. The whole machloek, as we said, of Rabba and Rava doesn't really exist. Rabba is slay de Rava. See what that means exactly. But Rabba is slay de Rava. Elamai binayu. So what's the nafkamina between them? Those are the only nafkaminis we came out with. I mean, we knew those nafkaminis before.
Just
not right?
Such a big deal.
Right? But it's what'd you say?
It's not such a big deal. It's just that one case that he agrees with him.
Yeah, we just lost one case. But the answer is, but now we only have, it's only a one sided nafkamina. There's no nafkamina. There's no, we don't seem to have anywhere where Rabba is going to say that you do not have to say. And Rabba is going to say that you have to say. Why? Because Rabba is slay the Rabba, it seems like. We'll have to see. Al Koponim, this is the Gemara. So there's a deal here in the Gemara, which Tosfos picks up on, is, and we're going to start it just in the Gemara, we'll get to Tosfos eventually. Why do we have to bring at all Rabbi Yitzchak? Toshma, Tanan, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Oyma, Afilu mehagmonya lehagmonya. Even if it's just from one city, it's the same city, but just from one side to the other. What is Rabbi Yitzchak telling us?
It's Eretz
Yisrael. Because if it's in Chutzla, it's not a Kashan.
Rabba.
On Rabba, right? Because they don't know the Shema. It's a kasha only on. Nobody. It's only because of Eretz Yisrael that he asked the kasha. That's what Tosfos. That's what it seems to be. But Tosfos says, "Yeah, but that's not going to help me. That's not any better." Because Tosfos says, "Look in Tosfos. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Yerachas Haisa Eretz Yisrael. B'lo Rabbi Yitzchak Nami Yesh Lo Chiyach De Eretz Yisrael Haisa De Bechutz Laaretz." Hold on a second. If you're in Chutz La'aretz and they don't know Lishma, does it make a difference if it's one hegmonya, two hegmonyas? Does it make a difference anything? If there's a city, you have to say Vanach Levanachlan, even if it's one hegmonya.
So obviously it's
in Eretz Yisrael. So what Rabbi Yitzchak told us is really a no-brainer. It's obviously in Eretz Yisrael. So what do I need Rabbi Yitzchak for? That's Tosfos Kasha. Comes again the Heiliger Rav Nochem Pertzavitz and says Rav Nochem Lefi Rashi Tosfos Kasha is not shver because Rashi said, remember what we said when Rashi said when we're talking about Be'oisei Medina Be'Medina Sayom, what did Rashi say? Oisei Medina Be'Medina Sayom, what did Rashi say? Me'ir le'ir. Why? Because if it's in the same ear, even according to Rabba, you don't have to say if it's in the same ear. So says Rabbi Yitzchak, it's ear achas, and it's called Asisius, and it had shnei agmonim. If that would be in Chutz La'aretz, would you have to say if it was ear achas? No. So therefore, it's not obvious that it's in Eretz Yisrael. Because if it would be in Chutz La'aretz, also you wouldn't have to say if it's ear achas. Only because it's shnei agmonim do you have to say. So we don't know necessarily it's in Eretz Yisrael. Only through, what?
Why Rabba though?
Rabba?
Should only work for Rabba.
Even Rabba, that's what we said. Even Rabba, if it's Yir Achas, we said either because it's Yir Achas, and they'll know if they know the Shema, or if it's Yir Achas, so then there's no Chashash of Shnei Yosef and Shimon be Yir Achas. Even in Rabba, Ir Achas in Chutzlars doesn't have to say Bifanach Tafanach Tam. So even according to Rabba, you could in theory make Hegmonya Lehegmonya be somewhere in Chutzlars. So the Kash is not from Shem Gamliel. The Kash is only from Rabbi Yitzchak. So why does Rabba have to agree to Rabbi Yitzchak? Why does Rabba have to agree? Because the Mishnah is not Shmei on Rabba. The only Shmei anything in Shmei on Rabba is Rabbi Yitzchak. Why does Rabba have to agree to Rabbi Yitzchak? Let him explain the Mishnah is talking about in Chutz Laretz. Why does Rabba have to agree to Rabbi Yitzchak? Let me say that better. Why does Rabba have to agree to Rabbi Yitzchak? Because he's a Tana. Rabbi Yitzchak's a Tana. Rabba can't argue on the Mishnah. He can't argue on Rabbi Yitzchak either. He's a Tana. We don't, but it could be talking about Chutz Laretz.
Right.
And in Chutz Laretz, only because of Hegmonya Lagmonya is what you have to say. So that's why it could be talking about Chutz Laretz. But Shimon Gamliel says, Afilu Hegmonya Lagmonya. Let's say it would be Ir Achas and it wouldn't be Hegmonya Lagmonya. Would you have to say?
No.
It's Ir Achas. Only because of Hegmonya Lagmonya. So in theory, I can make the Mishnah, I'm going to Lagmonya, be Chutz Laretz. Rabbi Yitzchak told me it's not Chutz Laretz, but according to Rashi, in theory, we could have said our Mishnah is talking about Chutz Laretz. Because even according to Rabbi, Ir Achas doesn't have to say. Only have to say Kigon Me'ir Le'ir.
Rabbi still has the Shema Chutz Laretz.
No, we said either because the only Chashash of the Shema is, the Rav Nachum said, is because you have Shnei Yosef and Shimon. If it's in the same city, I know there's no Shnei Yosef and Shimon. I have no Chashash if it's in one city. It's only if it's in a different city.
Same question with Rabbi.
Or because we said, because in this city, everyone knows, this city, we all know what we're working with in the Lishma, not Lishma. It's only if it's from a different city, I don't know if people don't know Lishma, not Lishma. But in this city, we know Lishma. But Ir Achas, you don't have a Chashash. So Tosis obviously argues on Rashi.
Chashash is why he needs to say
Tosis asks a question. This question is, why do we have to introduce Rabbi Yitzchak? What do we need Rabbi Yitzchak for?
Right.
What is he telling us? What is he being mechadish? I thought he's mechadish Eretz Yisrael. Says Tosis, no. I already know that it's in Eretz Yisrael, because or else, why do you need to Egmonya Lagmonya? We said, according to Rashi, that's not true. According to Rashi, it's very clear why we need Rabbi Yitzchak, because if it would just be the Mishnah, I could think it's talking about Chutz Laretz, because Ir Achas, if it's not Shnei Egmonya, will not have a din of Fanech to Fanech Nam. So according to Rashi, the Gemara is smoother than according to Rashi. I gotta work, what? What, Rav Nachum's answer? Okay, we have to leave it for now. To work on it, Rabbi. So you have to work on this. This is, we're doing some. We're calling back things that we said other times, other places. The Olam has to be. If the Olam would be writing notes and chazering their notes and working hard on it, so then you get what we just said. If not, you're just gonna have to work harder on it tonight.
So according to
Tosos, the only reason you need Rabbi Yitzchak is because Eretz Yisrael. No, Tosos says you don't need it for Eretz. That's Tosos by Pesachim. Well, I don't know what you need Yitzchak for. I know it's Eretz Yisrael anyway. Even without Rabbi Yitzchak, I know it's Eretz Yisrael. Because in Chutz La'aretz, anyway, you're going to have to say, even if it's not Hegmonya Lagmonya, even you're going from one place to Chutz La'aretz to another, you're going around the corner, you have to say Fanach to Fanach to point to Rabba.
That's not a Kasha Rabba.
What?
That's not a Kasha Rabba.
According to Tosos, it is. Even without Rabbi Yitzchak, it's a Kasha on Rabba. Because it has to be in Eretz Yisrael. It can't be talking about Chutz La'aretz. Why it has to be in Eretz Yisrael? Because in Chutz La'aretz, even without Hegmonya Lagmonya, you have to say. So what is the Gemara saying? Afilu Hegmonya Lagmonya.
No, not in one city.
What?
According to Rashi.
According to Rabba.
Yeah, according to Rabba, from Hegmonya Lagmonya, you do have to say.
What is that? Hegmonya Lagmonya, not Hegmonya Lagmonya. Even if it's Medina Achas, it's Ir Achas. You have to say.
According to Rabba.
According to Tosfos. That's why Tosfos says, I don't understand why I have to bring Rabbi Yitzchak. Rashi understands why I have to bring Rabbi Yitzchak, because or else I think it's talking about Ir Achas. Ir Achas, you don't have to say. It's
even
only made yearly year. Magmonya Lagmonya, you do. So that's why I could think that it's talking about Chutz Laretz. And if it's Chutz Laretz, I have no Kasha on Rabba. My Kasha on Rabba is only because Rabbi Yitzchak told me it's Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't have to be Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yisai, we have a different kasha. The kasha that Chayshik Shloima asks on Rabba. He says, according to Rabba, why is Rabbi Yitzchak telling us that it's a city in Eretz Yisrael? Does it make a difference if it's in Eretz Yisrael or not in Eretz Yisrael?
No, but
according to Rabba, What difference does it make if it's an Eretz Yisrael?
I say, you say, oh, Irachas.
Irachas. What is it?
No, coming out to Rabba.
What? Why? What is Rabbi Yitzchak coming to say? Why is Rabbi Yitzchak?
Rabba. He's for Rabba.
What? He's saying what he's saying to Kasha and Rabba.
Yeah.
He's a Tana.
He's saying it.
Rabba's an Amora. Rabba didn't even exist when Rabbi Yitzchak was talking.
According to Rabba, it comes out of Kasha. According to Rabba, it doesn't make a difference.
So why is Rabbi Yitzchak saying it's your Achas be Eretz Yisrael? What's he saying that for?
It's a practical example.
So the Chizuk Shlomo says in a Chanami, it's lab davka. It would be the same thing if it would be Agmayin Agmayin Chutzlart. Punk to happen to me that he's referencing Ir Achas the Eretz Yisrael is his Shema. I don't know why. Why is it tell us in Eretz Yisrael?
So basically, it makes no difference that he said Eretz Yisrael.
You made a deal. That we didn't get Eretz Yisrael. We're still going to be able to say on that step. But talking about Eretz Yisrael. That's not so clear. It's not about Eretz Yisrael. We made a deal. Out of Eretz Yisrael, but it doesn't mean that we're not talking about Eretz Yisrael. You're saying the Machla Lav is Eretz Yisrael. We're not talking about it. The Mishnah says, "Maybe me Medina Medina Medina's Hayom Tzoch Shem Fanach Tefanin Echtam." Shulam Mila Afilu Megmani Lagmani. It sounds like he's saying not only me Medina Le Medina and Medina's Hayom, even Megmani. You're using the Machla Lav and saying we're talking about that. That's not the flow of the Mishnah. That's the lumdus of the Mishnah. You're It's not obvious what you're saying.
That's what the step was coming from.
I hear, okay, that's the machlala, but that's not the. I hear. A kid to the Gemara now says, Rabbi Islay de Rava. Rabbi Isai, in Rabbi Islay de Rava, there's three different ways of understanding what's happening here in the Gemara. Three ways, and I think these three ways is the three of Machloikas Rishayim. Is the Gemara saying that all of a sudden, forget what we set up until, forget it. Does Rabba argue on Rava? Not at all. He's just being Maisif on Rava. So basically, when the Gemara said before, Rabba, my time aloamer ki Rava, that Gemara is no longer relevant. Because Rabba holds like Rava. Rabba is slay de Rava. That's what it sounds like in the language of our Gemara. Rabba holds like Rava. When the Gemara said, Rabba, my time aloamer ki Rava, the answer is, I do. Period. And that whole Gemara we can basically forget about. It's just nostalgia. That's one pshat. There's another pshat you could say, which is that maybe when the Gemara says Rabba is later, it doesn't mean Rabba agrees that Rabba is the primary reason for the takana. What did the Gemara say before? My taima. Rabba amar lefi shemikin lishma. Rabba sticks by that. The pressing need here, the urgency is because of lishma. But once I'm already making a takana for lishma, so I'll also be willing to throw in another takana because of Eidim Mitzvim L'Kaimah. Mitzvim L'Kaimah is not such a big deal. No biggie.
Everywhere or just this case?
What do you mean?
With Kiyam. Just this case?
Whenever we need, also for Kiyam, once we're making takana anyway, we'll throw some Kiyam in there with whatever in the mix.
It's needed? Whenever it's needed?
Whenever it's needed.
Yeah.
Whenever so it's needed.
No, but when it,
that's another pshat in Rabbi's Lady Rava. Again, the first pshat is Rabba holds, sure. Listen, Rava, you're right. There's a pressing need, else kiyum. There's another pressing need, else lishma. I hold of both of them. Why don't I hold of you? The answer is, I do hold of you. That's the first pshat. The other pshat is no. The pressing need is lishma. But once we're already, Bezin's already sitting down for lishma, once we're doing that, we'll do that also. We'll make a takana also for Kiyom. We're doing it. We'll do it all the way. The third pshat, and this is a lumnish pshat, is as follows. Maybe really the ganze ganzkeit, the whole takana is only because of lishma. It's the whole takana. However, because of Kiyom, we're going to extend the takana of lishma to other places where it doesn't really need. Because of kiyum, we're going to extend the takana of lishma to other places where it doesn't really need.
Takana of lishma.
Takana of lishma.
Including the kiyum.
Again.
So Uro, the lishma is an extension.
The takana is because of lishma. Takana is because of lishma.
Kiyum is extension.
There are places when lishma will not require us to say fanech tefanechtam. Because of a fanech tefanechtam, I will extend the takana of lishma to other places. I'll explain to you the nafkamina. There's three mahalchim. first malach is there's two separate reasons why I'm making takana. One reason because of lishma, one reason is because of kiyum. Do I agree to Rava? 100%. My time of Rava, Lama Karava, the answer is he does hold up Rava. That's one mahalach. This is the mahalach of the Ritva. Because the Ritva says that when the Gemara said back there on Daf Gimel that Rabba holds Yadanu doesn't work, that was only in the Havamina that Rabba doesn't hold of Rabba. But now that Rabba holds of Rabba, you can forget that Gemara. The Gemara says Yadanu doesn't work, or else Asilach Lufe. Forget it! Forget it! Rabba holds of Rabba. Anything we said on Daf Gimel is no longer relevant. It's just history, it's nostalgia, it's not relevant anymore. Rabba is the Rabba totally. So you don't have a question, Rabba, my time alone with Rabba. You don't have to come up with reasons he doesn't hold of Yadan with it. Forget it. That's the Ritva. Apparently, the Rishonim argue. Another Mahalach can be as follows. The only reason we're sitting down in the first place is because of the Shema. The Shema is the Prasini. That's what's mashing in the Gemara. One says, my time up. Rabba Amar Lefi Sheein Bekin Lishma. Rabba doesn't say because of two reasons, both. And Rabba comes before Rava. If Rabba come after Rava, maybe you say Rabba is saying this also. Rabba just says Lishma, period. That's the reason for the Takana. Why did we sit down? Because of Lishma. But maybe Rabba holds that once we sit down for Lishma, we're also going to address the needs of Kiyum. And Kiyum is also, we're going to address the needs of Kiyum. This seems to be Tosis's Mahalach. Why?
Because you bring your own Kiyum. I know, but this Kiyum would make sense. You bring your own Kiyum would make sense. If he's agreeing with him.
Tosis says, on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, it's going to be affect our Tosis over here also. Tosis says that now let's look when the Gemara says Man Haytama the Boy Ksiva Lashma Boy Ksiva Lashma. According to Rabba, why don't you just say that you really only need Ksiva Lashma? You really only need Ksiva Lashma, and the Ksiva is because of Eidim Mitzuyim LaKaymoi. After all, Rabba slayed the Rabba. And Tosis says. The reason you can't do that is because Rabba still holds Yadanu doesn't work. So Tosis doesn't agree to the Ritva. The Ritva says, look, Yadanu's not a problem anymore. Because Rabba slayed the Rabba. Ritva says, no, Yadanu's still Yadanu's still a problem. So he's not saying that Rabba holds that you can make a takana exclusively only for the din of Eidim Mitzuyim L'Kaimo. But once you're making a takana for Lishma, which is the Fanai Nechtav, maybe the Fanai Nechtam is going to be the Eret Takanas also because of Kiyum. So Kiyum is the secondary reason, but it's a reason Bifnei Atzmai on its own. However, there's a third Mahalach that perhaps we could suggest, which maybe will be Pshat and Rashi, which is that really the Takana was exclusively for Lishma. However, because of Kiyum, will extend the Takana to places where we otherwise wouldn't make it. Listen, I'll explain to his fellows. Hold on. The Gemara said before that we make a Gzeira Moilach Atumevi. Right? We're going in Rabba. Rabba holds you really only have to make say Lishma when you're going into Eretz Yisrael. So why do we make you say Fanach when you're going out of Eretz Yisrael? What's the reason? When he says Bafanai Nechtav and he's going out of Eretz Yisrael, what is he going to say? Is he going to say Bafanai Nechtav Lishma?
He doesn't really need to because he knows it's Lishma.
What happens if he comes in and he says, Rabbi Sai, I saw it, but I have no clue if it was Lishma or not?
I assume it is.
But he said he knows it's. He's saying that he knows it's not. It's not going to be good.
He's saying it's not.
What?
Sure,
because the takana was be made on the Shema over here, even though when you're going out of Eretz Yisrael, there's really no chshash. But the Chacham said you have to be made Fanai Nechtav Lishma. And if you can't be made Fanai Nechtav Lishma, then your aid is going to be even though there's no chshash here. So when the Chachamim said, according to Rabba, we said, you know what? We want you to be made. We want you to be made. even in Eretz Yisrael. Mi Medina le Medina in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael is no chashash of lishma. So why are you being made? Rabbis le derava. What was the pshat they said you want to be made? They want you to be made now and nothing to do with lishma. Or the pshat is the takana of fanei nechtav lishma. Fanei nechtav lishma is going to be extended even to Eretz Yisrael because of the chashash of Eretz Yisrael l'kaimot. Maybe it's the same takana we're extending. It's not a pshat we're making a new takana. We're going to extend the fanei nechtav lishma even to Eretz Yisrael. No, the second one was...
It's by itself. We're extending it, but it's by itself.
No, if it's by itself, then I'm not made on the lishma b'chal. Just be made of fanei nechtav.
Rabbi doesn't care lishma. Rabbi doesn't care. Rabbi doesn't have a concern for lishma.
So wait, this is Rabbah, this is not Rabbah.
You're saying it in Rabbah. The whole reason why, according to Rabbah...
No, saying Rabbah is slayed to Rabbah. In Rabbah is slayed to Rabbah. That means that Rabbah doesn't hold of Rabbah's reason. He holds that because of Ein Mitzvim L'Kaima will extend the Takana of Lishma. The Takana is 100% because of Lishma. Rabbah Amar Mai Taima. Rabbah Amar Fisha Ein Mitzvim Lishma. Period. That's the whole Sivus of Takana. We'll extend it, we'll make an extension to the Takana because it's in Tum and Kaimoy. But that's not the Takana. The Takana in its essence is Kuloy Lishma.
So Medina Eretz Yisrael, Rabbah holds the only reason you're saying Fanachtav is for Kiyum?
The only reason you're saying is because of Kiyum, but what you're going to say is Fanachtav Lishma, the Fanachtav Lishma.
For Kiyum.
The Siba is because of Kiyum. But what the Chacham said is extend your Takana even to Medina Medina be Eretz Yisrael. Even over there, we're going to make you say. The reason is because of Kiyum.
I mean,
but what Chacham was saying, so if he's a Rab is a purist, the Takana is Lishma. Just, we made a Shalot Tachloi, for example. Sometimes we're going to extend our boundaries of when you have to say it, even though there's really no Gzera Mailochatu Mevi. You don't really have to say it. We'll make you say it anyway. Over here also, we'll make you say it in Yisrael. Why? Because I understand that there's a problem of Kiyum. It's not enough of a reason to make a Takana. I wouldn't make a Takana for that. But I'll extend my original takana, but the takana is b'fanei nechtav lishma. If that would be the case, Tosfos says kasha and Daf Gimel wouldn't be shreya. Tosfos says maybe you only say b'fanei nechtav because of lishma. B'fanei nechtav is because of kiyum. No, b'fanei nechtav can't be because of kiyum. The whole takana is because of lishma. Period. Rabbi doesn't say because of lishma and kiyum. The takana is because of lishma. Period. So what does it mean, Rabbi Slay the Rava? I'll extend my lishma takana for you. But my takana is lishma. These are the three mahalchim. So again, hold on a second. We have, according to the Ritva, the takana is purely, it's a double takana. It's lishma and kiyum. According to Tosfos, it's the takana is because mi'ikur. It's primarily because of lishma, but it's also because of kiyum. And according to Rashi, it's only because of the Shema. We'll extend the Takana because of Kiyum. Those are the three Mahalchim. We will continue Beis Hashem, hopefully, tomorrow with the next week.
David,
don't leave.